70%. Oh.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, man. Here we are already.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, CAF Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Thanks for waking up and getting up with us here on the Michael Van Tool Show. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. We're here every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. It's a live podcast. And the show is brought to you by the Law Office of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins and Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet, home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, and Woodson Family Insurance. The Sunday morning team is here. We've already started. We started the show before we even turned the green light on. Henrietta Ivy, our home care advocate and political activist. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team, and good morning, Sunday morning. Happy Labor Day, Detroit.
Yes. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor, author, speaker. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team. And good morning, Detroit. And yes, happy Labor Day.
Yes. And we hope that Evangelist Christy Lasser is up listening to the show. I did get a chance to talk to our other Sunday morning team member. She is doing very well, and she has already mapped out her return. And she said she just needs a few more days to catch up. She's had a pretty challenging summer, and we know all the work she's been doing and everything just got caught up with her. And but I had a great conversation with her, and she cannot wait to get back, guys. And I told her, I said that when you come back on, you're gonna host the show that day. She's gonna host the show. All I'm saying,
awesome.
She's gonna host it when she comes
awesome.
Back. Yes. So, but we're glad that you're here with us this morning. We got news and weather commentary coming up. We're opening up phone lines too, so we want to listen to your point of view. But the show is brought to you in major part by Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. And it's not just probate and injuries. Well, it's not just injuries, but probate. He can handle guardianships and conservatorships, deceased estates, creation of living wills, power of attorney and trust, and more. And, of course, he is also known as the personal injury specialist. Call attorney Johnny Hawkins, 248-567-9990. Portions of the program are brought to you by Heaven Sent Home Support Services, in-home care for the elderly, ill, and disabled. You can reach them at 248-262-7111. Livernois Dental Care, keep your smile bright, 313-340-9709. And Woodson Family Insurance, downtown Auburn Hills, auto, home, condo, renters, watercraft, RVs, motorcycle, life insurance, all at Woodson Family Insurance, 248-572-6506. And, of course, Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet in Waterford, home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. If you want to buy a new car, here's the number to call Regina, 248-218-9808. All right, when we come back, we've got the Sunday morning team and, of course, the latest in news and weather today right here on the Michael Van Tool Show. We'll be right back after these messages.
Woodson Family Insurance Agency is an independent, family-owned AAA agency located in downtown Auburn Hills. specializing in auto, home, condo, renters, watercraft, recreational vehicles, motorcycle insurance, and life insurance. We also sell AAA memberships. In the very near future, we'll also be brokered to sell Medicare insurance plans. Trust Woods & Family Insurance to help you navigate through the new auto insurance reform that started July 2nd, 2020. Call us for all your questions and let us help you make the right choice for you. We can be reached at 248-572-6506. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Woodson Family Insurance Agency. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. And now a message from jazz poet Michael Van Tool.
Hi, my name is Michael Van Tool. Let's talk for a minute. I believe in Detroit. I spent 32 years as your neighborhood banker. But now I form Michigan Ocean Strategy Group to bring three affordable business services directly to you. Number one, radio advertising and production services. Number two, customized business services and workshops. And number three, political and public relations. So call me and share your vision. My office number is 248-516-8300. But look, I can't do any of this business stuff without shining a light on our community. It's who I am. It's a part of me. There are people who desperately need our help. And there are people who work hard every day. And there are volunteers who provide resources and opportunities to those in need. You see, I believe in our community. I believe in you. And we can believe in each other. We are one. One community, one neighborhood, one city. Let's live and work together. My name is Michael Van Tool. We are all one Detroit.
If you would like to share your vision for Detroit with Michael Van Tool, call 248-516-8300.
No matter what we do, we are one.
You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet in Waterford. Or call the Queen's helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet. Find new roads. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show. Sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we are back. Thanks for joining us here on the Michael Van Tool Show. The Sunday morning team is here, Henrietta Ivey and Kimberly Batchelor Davis. In the news this morning, Willard Scott, longtime weatherman of the Today Show, died yesterday afternoon. He was 87. Al Roker, current weatherman, announced the news online last night. Millions of Americans woke up to Willard Scott every morning for 35 years. Hurricane Larry, the third Category 3 hurricane, has formed in the Atlantic. However, it is not expected to reach the Caribbean or any U.S. coast. Detroit City Councilman Scott Benson, whose home and city and office and other locations were raided 2 weeks ago by the FBI, has hired veteran criminal defense attorney Steve Fishman. this past Friday, the FBI also raided the home of fellow council member Janae Ayers as part of an ongoing public corruption probe. As we said previously, the movie Respect by MGM was recently pulled from theaters after losing almost $31 million. The first of the recent biopics about Aretha Franklin called Genius, a National Geographic series, stole the spotlight from Jennifer Hudson's Respect. The National Geographic, of all people, National Geographic is the producer of the series last year. It was grittier, in your face, shocking, and it was about a five-night series starring Courtney B. Vance as the controversial Detroit pastor, Reverend C.L. Franklin. It was an unauthorized version but seemed to capture America's attention, and it had more star power with Cynthia Erivo, the Emmy Award winner, Grammy Award winner, and two-time Academy Award winner. And that's just, there's more awards. This new MGM movie, Respect, had one bright spot, Jennifer Hudson. The story was not told properly. It wasn't written properly. It wasn't adapted to film properly. And the storyline was not vetted for authenticity and maximum entertainment value. You want people to watch it. So it was pulled from theaters and goes straight to streaming next time MGM and others should tell the story and don't let someone tell them the story. Okay, I just added some of my own personal stuff into that one.
I didn't even know it was pulled. Like, they literally pulled it?
Yes, MGM pulled it from theaters because it was constantly losing. But the problem is they did not – MGM – made a big mistake, and that is you don't let somebody else tell you the story that you want to invest your the assets of your company in. They forgot the number one rule is to make the story and like National Geographic. National Geographic made the story exciting and entertaining so that people would watch it, and it had some credibility, even though it was a lot of stuff in there people, you know, especially here in Detroit, that we really may not have wanted to hear about, but it was honest, and they told the story, whether we liked it or not. And look at the difference between the two. They had some record-breaking numbers watching Genius on a National Geographic. Look, National Geographic – they were smart enough to know that they had to make the story exciting and interesting, and they did. But MGM, I think they just rolled over and did everything the family wanted them to do, and it came out to be a really bland movie. But the bright spot was Jennifer Hudson. She's the only reason why they haven't lost $60 million at this point. Jeopardy, you know, the longtime executive producer of Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune, Mike Richards, was fired recently.
Yes.
I don't know, why did they allow Mike Richards to do an open audition with so many capable hosts? How come it's been taking him so long to find a replacement? There have been some excellent choices over the past few months. So why did it take him so long? You know why? Because he was looking for someone himself. He named himself, if you remember, he named himself as the new host. He had all these excellent guests over the past few months, but in the end he picked himself. You know, it looked like he was a bad apple and he should have been gone. He had issues from 10 years back, 10 years ago.
Yes.
There were issues.
Yep.
There was a he made derogatory comments on a recent podcast. A game show host model sued him back in 2010, and there were some other lawsuits that mentioned his behavior, mostly about women. He was talking about them looking fat and frumpy. He made some remarks about short people and Jews. What was he doing still as executive producer? They took way too long to get rid of Mike Richards. Unbelievable how
crazy.
You know. Yeah.
Sometimes hosts have left people go for so long and not even realizing the harm it causes because they don't step up when it happens. They let it go for so long, and then boom, it just explodes like a volcano. And it just, that's just too much energy to lose. Just like you said, should have just got rid of it or him when all these other issues arise. Like, you're not, I'm sorry, we can't, you got to go. And we keep it moving,
right,
and things stay fresh and new, and, you know, people have more trust in the process. But when you let things like that and then all this stuff come out, it's like, where they start having this stupid look. Like, it just don't make sense to let something prolong. I, like you said, Mike, it just should have been handled years ago.
Yes, absolutely.
And greater than that, it was disrespectful to Alex Trebek's memory and all the people that love that show to have that type of controversy.
Yes, because it's completely in turmoil and disarray, and they should have easily. I watched it. I saw almost all of the, those hosts and hostesses, and they had some excellent choices on there. They could have been found a replacement. So, you know, he had what he got coming to him, and I'm glad he's gone. Okay, Kimberly, what do you got for us this morning?
So I do have a feel-good story, but I want to encourage everyone, and I'm going to start off with a scripture. So Proverbs 17:17 says, "A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity." So today's topic is, if you have someone to talk to, it could stave off Alzheimer's, search your spine. Now, as we all get older, we know that diseases are cropping up, and Alzheimer's happens to be one of those diseases that plague our older populations. So it says, supportive social interactions in adulthood are important for your ability to stave off cognitive decline, a new study finds. Researchers observe that simply having someone available most or all of the time whom you can count on to listen to you when you need to talk is associated with greater cognitive resilience, a measure of your brain's ability to function better than would be expected for the amount of physical aging or disease-related changes in the brain, which many neurologists believe can be boosted by engaging in mentally stimulating activities such as physical exercise and positive social interactions in addition to social interactions. We think of cognitive resilience as a buffer to the effects of brain aging and disease, says lead researcher Joel Salinas. He's an MD. The Lulu P. and David J. Levadow, assistant professor of neurology at NYU Grossman School of Medicine. This study adds to the growing evidence that people can take steps either for themselves or the people they care about most to increase the odds they'll slow down cognitive aging or prevent the development of symptoms of Alzheimer's disease, something that is all the more important given that we still don't have a cure for the disease. An estimated 5 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, a progressive condition that affects mostly those over 65 and interferes with memory, language, decision-making, and the ability to live independently. Selena says that while the disease usually affects an older population, the results of this study indicate that people younger than 65 would benefit from taking stock of their social support. For every unit of decline in brain volume, individuals in their 40s and 50s with low listener availability had a cognitive age that was 4 years older than those with high listener availability. These 4 years can be incredibly precious. Too often we think about how to protect our brain health when we're much older after we've already lost a lot of time decades before to build and sustain brain healthy habits, says Salinas. But today, right now, you can ask yourself if you truly have someone available to listen to you in a supportive way and ask your loved ones the same. Taking that simple action sets the process in motion for you to ultimately have better odds of long-term brain health and the best quality of life that you can have. What they were discussing in this article is that really we need to make sure that we have networks of people, friends, family, that you can talk to, that you are practicing different ways of communication, whether it's reading, having coffee with a friend, having dinner, whatever it is. And I know during this pandemic.
Kimberly, Yes. Somebody who does that on a regular basis is on the line now. I'm just going to go right to the phone line because because this person is always out meeting with people, and I think it's one of the things that keeps her young. Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Good morning, Missionary.
Good morning, Missionary.
Good morning, Missionary.
Can you hear us? You're there. Okay, I got Missionary Humphrey. Are you there? Okay, I'm going to – she's on the line, but I think – I don't know if she's got it on mute or something. I just unmuted, so I can hear her, but she just dialed in as you were talking. So we'll check her on the line, but go ahead, because I know Missionary does that all the time. So that's how she's – that's one of the ways she stays young.
I would love to have that article. That's a great article.
But that is a great example of how we keep ourselves sharp, how we keep ourselves young. Missionary is mm-hmm. a fine example of that. She has done mm-hmm. that, guys. And if for those of us who know Missionary and love her, we see her, we love on her. And let me tell you, not only is her mind sharp, she is sharp when she dresses in her clothes. She is
Talk
sharp in
it.
How she addresses you. Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
If you out of pocket, if you out of order, she's going to tell you.
Oh, yeah. She'll let you know.
And guess what? And it's going to be right. And you'll be like, hey, she knew I was doing that? Okay, let me get myself together.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Yep.
So
the
importance is we all should have somebody that we can lean on. And even right now, during a time of pandemic, think about who you can reach out to, strengthen those relationships, because you need someone. No one can be alone in this life. Everybody needs someone.
That's
so
right.
True. So true. Thanks for sharing with us. And so, you know, having friends does make a difference, doesn't it, Kimberly?
Yeah.
Absolutely. People don't realize how little things like that, and these are, unfortunately, it's something that has to be said now, but
mm-hmm.
people have benefited from this over the centuries, but now with social mm-hmm. media and texting and emailing and
mm-hmm.
messaging, we have disconnected ourselves. Look, how many times have you seen, even my own 19-year-old, how many times have you seen people with their earpieces on, earbuds on, disconnecting themselves from the world?
Mm-hmm.
Some people,
mm-hmm.
they say, especially in China, many times people are walking, they'll walk right into a manhole. They'll walk right into a oncoming train because they are so disconnected from where they are and what's going on that they are oblivious to things around them. People have walked out into the street, into oncoming traffic.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I know we've all walked, bumped into somebody at the mall doing it. I know I've done it before.
Yes.
I've bumped into
mm-hmm.
somebody, you know, got a text or looking at something. But we all have disconnected ourselves, and it's amazing now
mm-hmm.
How many. And another thing, too, how many times when you sign up for something, they tell you download the app, go through our app, make sure you
mm-hmm.
have a smartphone. That's what's getting us hooked even more now, because now companies are starting to. I signed up for something the other day, and I had to go through the app. And,
yes.
you know, so you're on your phone most of the time. So you know,
mm-hmm.
you have to find a way to disconnect and to connect with people, or else. And that's
mm-hmm.
why I think so many younger people don't have any people skills anymore.
Right.
And that, you know, you never try to send really important or bad information or negative information on a text. That's one of the most horrible things to do, is to send
mm-hmm.
bad news or something big that is not happy to hear about on a text,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
It's one of the toughest things. All right. Henrietta, I know you got a lot going on. Let's take a minute to hear about what you're doing right now.
Well, you know, Michael, this weekend coming up is 9/11, 20th anniversary of the terror attack on our nation. And it just so happened when I switched my Caregivers Appreciation Day over on to September 11th, I came to realize, like, wow, we're celebrating caregivers on the same day we're honoring those who lost their lives and fought to protect this country. So I am in the final stages of finalizing the Home Care Appreciation Day event coming up September 11th, 2021, just honoring those caregivers, particularly women of color and men who do the work as well. So there are going to be a couple of men who's going to be honored at this Appreciation Day as well. So I'm in the final stages of the you know, buckling it all down, getting it all together. Everything is locked in. So I'm just looking for a very successful event for these caregivers. They're going to have mini pampering. They're going to have a photo booth. There will be a bounce house there for those who have children. They can bring them with them.
Can you tell us some of the people that are going to be there? Can you just
–
I know you can't –
I
know you don't want to tell everything, but
– I have the Sunday morning team down. I have Michigan Ocean Strategy. Missionary Hattie Humphrey is going to be the honorary speaker, giving those workers a word of encouragement through spiritual guidance and understanding. I definitely had to bring Missionary on because without a spiritual guider – anybody's event, I think, is just a lost cause. And I wanted to make sure that she come with a blessing for these workers. And I'm more than honored. I know that a lot of them are going to probably know who she is and be like, oh, my God, it's Missionary. So I reached out to Monique Marks, and she did reply back. She's going to try to make it herself and do some encouraging words on behalf of Franklin Wright. And there may be possibly, and I'll say this because they have Debbie Dingell's office reached out to me. They say she would love to be there. She probably can't stay, but she will make an appearance to honor the caregivers because, as you know, myself and Representative Congress Debbie Dingell have sat on panels talking about this, and she became a caregiver for her husband, John Dingell, before he passed away. So she truly understands how this workforce operates. Commissioner Nicole Smalls is going to be in presence because she's also a caregiver for her mother. So those are some of the people that are going to be there. It's going to be a really – I got to feel this, it's going to be an amazing event. I don't want to toot my horn too soon because when you do that, things happen and you'll be looking crazy. But I have set it up to be an amazing day for the caregivers to be honored and to receive an appreciation award for the work that they do. And, yes, this is all coming from myself and my supporters like Michigan Ocean Strategy, Sunday Morning Team, Empire Alliance, Arterial Research, all these people who have stuck it out with me and fighting for this workforce and getting it recognized. So I just want to give them a day of relaxation and honor them. So that's been taking up the bulk of my time. Everything else I've taken kind of secondary because I want these workers to have an amazing day, and I want them to have recognition now. We may get media coverage. I don't know for sure, but if not, that's okay. Next year will be grander, of course. But that's what's going on in political world right now with me.
Well, I think, you know, that's a great thing that you're doing. And you are going to really solidify your position as a advocate and spokesperson for home care workers. I mean, when you do stuff like this, this is big. And to recognize, because how many other people are doing this? Who's recognizing the work from home care workers and their sacrifice? And their people forget home care, just like nurses and doctors and police and fire. You guys are front line. You're on the front line.
That's right.
You know.
Yep. And it's funny you said that, Michael, because another person indicated they was like, you know, you just set yourself up to make this something national. I'm like, wasn't the intent. I just wanted to honor these women. I really just wanted to honor the women because I've been doing this work fighting. I mean, everybody know me. You know me. Kimberly knows. The Sunday Morning Team knows my advocacy for this position. And every time I do it to get the workers recognized because they need to be recognized for the work that they do. They are on the front line, and I'm honoring two of those caregivers who actually went out in COVID and caught COVID and knit,
wow.
And went home, got well, came back to work to take care of those people who were in those AFC homes. It's amazing the work that these women and men do. So yeah, you're right. I didn't see it from that perspective, but as I get a lot of feedback, I'm like, wow, Henrietta. Again, it kind of reminds me of when I said yes to the Democratic National Convention, didn't know what I was getting into and didn't know the significance of it. So all I can say is, you know, God's plan.
That's right. And these things are so big, it kind of shapes your life. And that speech you made at the Democratic National Convention in 2016 shaped your life. This event, I think, coming up on the 11th, I think it's going to do the same thing. And, of course, I know you're going to say a few things about 9/11 too, but
absolutely.
You know it's all about sacrifice, and home care workers made sacrifices, and on 9/11 there were thousands of Americans that sacrificed their lives for us, for the freedom that we have now. You know, so great work, great effort. And you know, missionary and I, we know a winner when we see one. We know what's going on. Yes, for
well,
sure.
Well, I know a winning team. Well, I've been sticking around like a leech because I'm like, I ain't going nowhere.
Look,
I know my tribe, and I know the people I surround myself with, and I do that on purpose. So,
and
thank
I think
you guys
that's,
for you know keeping me.
And I think that's why people recognize the Sunday morning team as a cohesive unit, a family unit, and they love the camaraderie and the conversation that we have. Yes. All right. Thank you, Henrietta. What is the weather like today and for the next week, Kimberly?
So, good morning, Detroit. The weather is going to be fantastic today. We're going to be mostly sunny and breezy with a high of 80 and a low of 58 today. Tomorrow, for our Labor Day holiday and festivities and outside plans, it will be mostly sunny again and breezy with a high of 78, a low of 56. On Tuesday, when my two sons go back to school and many kids who've already returned, yes, that is our second holiday, we're going to have storms developing late, and they're possibly severe, and so there will probably be some storm alerts out. So be prepared on Tuesday. But our high will be 84. Our low will be 58. Wednesday, it will be mostly sunny to partly sunny with a high of 74. A low of 54. On Thursday, we'll have partly cloudy skies with another possible shower, high of 74, low of 54. And on Friday, it will be mostly sunny with a high of 77 and a low of 57. And on Saturday, we'll have another possible evening thunderstorm with a high of 82 and a low of 59. It's going to be a great week.
But meanwhile, we're going to have a great day today, that's for sure, for the next
yes,
2 days.
Yes, we are.
So it's going to be nice and clear for the next 2 days, right?
Yes.
Today and Monday.
High of 8 today and tomorrow, 78 will be our high. Both mostly sunny, a little breezy, but mostly sunny.
Great. I'm still trying to make sure that we can hear Missionary Humphrey because I see her number on the board here, but I'm not able to hear anything. So I was trying to – Missionary, are you there? Yep, I have not been able to patch it through. We'll figure out what the deal with that is. But this portion of the program is brought to you by Heaven Sent Home Support Services, a home care agency that assists the elderly, ill, and disabled with personal care, meals, med reminders, household chores, laundry, and much more. Here's the number, 248-262-7111. Optimal IT Solutions. This is who I call for to repair my desktop, laptops, and tablets, and they can do it at an affordable price, 248-796-2429. And, of course, Michigan Ocean Strategy Group handles radio advertising and marketing, social media marketing, business training, and like courses, workshops like customer service, how to start your business, and applying for business loans, and then of course political consulting and public relations. And if you have plans to run for office or anything like that, please give me a call at 248-516-8300. If you would like your company to join the list of companies supporting Community Highlights and the Michael Van Tool Show and be in the driver's seat, call me at 248-516-8300. Let me just mention something about Franklin Wright Settlements, too. Over 140 years providing services to hundreds of thousands of people in need in Metro Detroit over the years. We value the hard work and dedication of our donors, the volunteers, the staff, the board of trustees. Their unique and individual donations have helped to make a huge difference in the lives of so many. And, of course, those corporate and individual donors make a big difference. And everybody's working together to improve the lives of Detroiters, led by Monique Marks, President and CEO. Here's the number to call, whether you need services or whether you would like to make a tax-deductible contribution to Franklin Wright. Here's the number, 313-579-1000, 313-579-1000. All right. I just want to give an opportunity to go back to Kimberly to open up for some additional commentary and comments.
Well, you know, it's been interesting at the end of the summer watching the flooding that's happening from Louisiana all the way to New York to see the visuals and just to see people struggling and to see freeways flooded and people playing in sewer water or wherever the water is coming from. And it just reminded me of when we had our massive flooding here and people were criticizing, saying, why are those people playing in the water? And I thought, okay, I guess that's something that happens across the world where people do that. But it reminds me, we have so much going on. We have a new variant, or we have the Delta variant that's raging. Many of you know that my husband works in a hospital, and the emergency rooms and hospital beds are filling back up again, and they're saying that it's mainly kids this time. A lot of us who are parents, we are apprehensive about sending our children back to school, but this is what we're doing for the moment. And then we have flooding. And so I just want to extend, and I know if Missionary was here, she would be able to say a prayer for people across this country. I know we talk about it each week that these are things that have been discussed in the Bible, but we have to keep our eyes open, our ears to the Lord, keep our relationship and our faith first with God, and just know that things will pass, things will get better, but we just got to keep that relationship with God, because if you look out and see into the world, there is so much that's going on. And if you don't have a relationship with God, boy, oh boy, your mental stability, your mental well-being, all of that can be harmed because you can be overwhelmed easily by all the things that you see around you. So, but don't.
Speaking of that,
lean on God.
I'm glad you brought that up. And speaking of that, what's happening with tennis player Naomi Osaka? She lost in the third round of the U.S. Open on Friday night, and at her press conference right after that, she broke down at the news conference and looked like she was just falling apart. And she said that she's going to be taking a break. Simone Biles, the gymnast, also has been going through. I don't know what it's like to be at that level to be, you know, the pressure. There's got to be a tremendous amount of pressure. We look at some of the performers that have struggled. Who was it? Big Sean has had issues.
Mm-hmm. He's talked about
And so there's, and it was somebody else. I think it's Justin Bieber. Of course, Britney Spears. I mean, the list is going on. The fame and fortune seems to be nice when you when the money comes in. I mean, that must be beautiful, and you can start buying the biggest mansions, and you just have millions of dollars. Look at Rihanna is a new billionaire now. But what's happening to these individuals who have to perform perfect day after day, night after
all
night?
They can't
seem to handle the pressure.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up, Michael, because I actually did a podcast on that. And one of the things that we talked about was mental well-being. And so I'm going to break it down to our level. So we're not Simone Biles or Naomi Osaka. And I know if Reverend Randall Smith was on, or our favorite bishop, or our...
He's on. He's listening.
Is he on? Okay, so I'm sure he got his hand up. He will be telling us, but you're going to be there. But the thing about it is, and you said it right.
I patched him in. Good morning. Good morning, Minister. How are you? Are you prepared for fame and fortune?
You know what? You all are my family, so you all are going to help me live.
Amen.
I'm going to say, because I love you all.
Love you too.
This is the season now that we really got to get serious about. For one thing, we got to get serious about God.
That's right.
Heaven, the Bible puts it in these terms: heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word shall stand forever. I got a phone call this week that my building, the church. It was a high-speed chase, and the guy's car was stuck inside the building.
No, come on. This is the church that you were going to be pastoring this fall.
Yes. The building went inside the building, you know, connected to the church. And so the Spirit of the Lord, so the Lord had me praying instantly against death.
Wow.
However, now we're dealing with some serious situations out here. And, Michael, I need to tell you one more time, I appreciate you being the big brother to me that you are. I love you so much.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate
it. I get emotional because and I appreciate you all. I got some more news. I need to meet with you, Michael, this week.
For sure.
It's impressed upon me. I don't know what's going on, but it's kind of scary. But I need to talk to you, Mike. I'm serious, bro. But listen, we're gonna pray against early death for them young people, because it's
right.
serious.
Yes, they're having a problem handling life. You know, there one thing that I've noticed over the years is that a lot of young people don't know how to handle failure or losing. They don't know how to they don't know how to handle bad news. And you know, I do not agree. Yeah, I do not agree with giving a certificate to each person.
To everybody.
Right. That's not helping people in the long run. Yeah, you can give people a certificate of participation, but the winner, give them their prize, give the runner-up a prize, give the top three a prize, and then everybody else can get a, you know. But don't give them a certificate that says you are a winner, even if they failed. It doesn't encourage them to be successful, and it makes, and so when they, because this world
it's
is about
hope.
yes, this world is about somebody is going to be first. Somebody's going to get ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to be better. And people, you
mm-hmm.
have to face it as they're growing up. They got to face the fact that somebody is going to win and somebody's going to lose. And right now, you know, look at some of these professional players, Minister Smith. They lose a game and they just fall apart. I never
mm-hmm.
seen so many grown men cry for losing a game. I mean, come on. You know, I can understand the championship game, but you know, toughen up and realize that some people are going to win and some are going to lose.
Wow.
Yep.
But Minister Smith, why are some of these multi-millionaire entertainers falling apart? Like Big Sean was taking
there's no God
took
in
a break
life.
Take,
no
took
God.
A break the
That's
other
right.
day because he couldn't handle some things, and Justin Bieber and Britney Spears and Simone Biles and Naomi Osaka. I mean, the list goes on.
They better get some God.
They
better get
yep,
some God. That's all I, you know what, I'm hearing this, and
nope.
I tell people all the time.
There's no God, nowhere around.
Even on the normal level, as we all each day have our own personal issues, struggles, triumphs, wins, losses, how is it that we're able to get through it? And don't get me wrong. I know a lot of us, even myself, have had those moments when you just have to take a minute and cry because it becomes overwhelming because you've done everything
right.
humanly possible. And then you just say, you know what, I just need to cry it out. And then you get back on that horse and you start to ride on into that wind. It is because we have a faith stronger than our want. And we have a belief
mm-hmm.
known that God is going to handle it when we can't handle it. And we don't sway
exactly.
from that. And I think that is a problem with, I think what the world has done is put people before God. And when they start
right.
to put people in the winning seat, and making people think it's all you, you, it's you, you did it, you. It ain't never been just you. Those talents and those accolades come from Almighty Creator, period, point blank. And it had it not been
mm-hmm.
for his mercy, grace, and glory to see you fit to be in those seats, then you wouldn't be in them. So when they took God out of it and put themselves in it, this is what I feel, and this is my observation. I feel that a lot of people are going to break. They're going to break. They're going to get to the top, and they're going to break because they have no faith support. They have no belief. They thought it was them.
Right.
And when they feel like they couldn't, when they feel like they failed, they don't have anything else to lean on because they forgot God is there, been there all the time.
Yeah, right.
Jesus been there
mm-hmm.
all the time, waiting on y'all to grab his holy hand and say, you know what, Lord, I need to throw this at you because I can't handle it, and leave it and walk away still filled with pride and strength, knowing that it's going to be handled. That's what I think the problem is.
Yes, they're missing something.
Yes,
you know, look how many times some of these guys can't break up with a girlfriend and they just go
uh-huh.
crazy about,
yep.
you know, the breakup. Or you get fired from a job mm-hmm. and they want to go and shoot everybody at the job. You know, I've had to deal with some negative stuff over the years. You know, like I've talked to sponsors for, you know, a month or two. Off and on, calling, emailing, texting, had conversation with them, went to visit them, looking like, you know, they're getting ready to buy a $20,000 package, and then I get that call one day, hey, Mike, we decided not to do it. Do you know how I feel when I hang up
mm-hmm.
that phone?
Mm-hmm.
I'm
mm-hmm.
like,
right.
I am so depressed and upset. But I have to deal with it and realize
mm-hmm.
that they said no, and there's nothing I can do
mm-hmm.
about it. And you have
right.
to move on. You know, do whatever you got to do, but don't blame everybody else. There's
mm-hmm.
you know, there's nobody else to that needs to take the blame or pay for something like that.
Mm-hmm.
People have to, you know, figure out how to. But like you said, it's all about what you were taught. And how you learn to handle adversity from before, and God can take that from you. That's what He came to do. Look, Minister Smith got me preaching here. That's what what Jesus came to show us, that there is a way, even though things might be bad, or you might be sad, or something is going
mm-hmm.
wrong. That He wants to show you that not to give up. That there is a way, that he's brought hope. He brought hope, and he is life. and he brings the light so that we can get up the next day and fight back.
Amen.
and live again. I know. Let me stop. Minister Smith?
No, you are absolutely correct, because
you
money is empty. It is.
Thank
money
you.
Is empty. Yep. All those things that people search for. This is why we hear all these stories, just like Henrietta said, Michael, just like you said, just like Randall Smith has said. People who chase things and not God always, always come up short. But when you chase God, you will be blessed abundantly.
You know, I want all that money. I want the big houses and the mansions, and I want my private jet and all that stuff. But you have to remember that it's not going to bring you the peace and happiness that you're looking for. You're going to have all that stuff. Look how many times we've read people that have it all and still committed suicide. And you're wondering, multimillionaires, designers, and entertainers, they have it all, and they still wanted to check out of this world. I tell you, it's not that simple. And I tell some people sometimes, you wish, hope, and pray for major success. You better be careful, because once you get it, can you handle it? That's the thing.
Exactly.
Can you handle it? Yeah. Man, this is something. This is really something. And I wish that that there was more emphasis put on younger people dealing with adversity. You know,
I think this will do it, Michael.
Yeah, it's got to be some classes, just like how they need to include more African American history. You know, Black history and about Africa and about our history here and around the world. They also need to include about how do you handle adversity? How do you handle bad news? How do you handle news like you're getting released, getting fired? How do you handle losing a championship, losing a game? How do you handle the pressure of going on stage every night? You know, just think about it. You know, and Minister Smith, he's gonna reach this point one day soon. But some of those people that that have to be, when they come in town for a concert, they have three concerts this weekend in Detroit. You have to perform perfectly every night. You can't mess up. You can. I heard Kim did a great show the other night down at the Aretha Amphitheater. I don't know if any of you guys were there, but you have to, the same great show he did that night, he has to do that every night, every city that you go to. And when you mess up, because when you mess up, you hear about it, and it's going to, and it's costly.
You sure do.
And that pressure, that pressure is what gets to people. You got it. You know, your back, the dance, your backup dancers, you have to coordinate. You can't mess up. You can't forget your lines. You can't forget the second verse to your song. You know, everything has to go right every night. And that pressure is what gets you. I let me just tell you this: when I do my shows, I do mine off the top. When I have a paying audience, and I do a show, and I have always done this. One of my things is I do it off the top. I commit to memory everything that I'm going to do. Now, in an open mic setting, I might cheat a little bit, you know, but if I'm doing a ticketed show where I'm selling tickets, I try to give people what they are expecting, and that is a professional show where I have committed to memory. I've done a show for 60 minutes from memory, but the pressure to do that, I had to practice for a couple of months, night after night, to make sure that I knew every word. Do I still mess up? Yep, I do.
Yes.
But you know what? I wrote the stuff, so I could kind of play it off. Yeah, I could play it off and substitute some words for it or skip a line if I forgot it. But the pressure's there. The pressure is still there.
Yeah.
But the young people nowadays have to learn how to handle the pressure, and they have to learn how to handle the bad news.
Yes, they do.
All right. Yeah. Well, we're coming up with about 5 minutes. Any parting words, Minister Smith? Say something before we head on out of here.
Listen, I love you all. I want y'all to have an awesome day, and everybody, please be safe. I want to get together with the team in the office and have a little fellowship.
We're looking forward to something like that. So, Minister Smith, thanks for getting up on a holiday weekend and listening to the show.
Yeah.
All right.
Y'all be safe and have an awesome rest of your day.
Thank you.
You too.
You too, sir. All right.
All right.
Henrietta, some parting remarks.
Just everyone have a safe and happy Labor Day weekend. And remember, in the words of missionary Hattie Humphrey, take God everywhere you go. Take God everywhere you go.
Great. All right. Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
Guys, have a great week. Things are going to be okay, and I'm going to repeat exactly what Henrietta just said because I was going to say the same thing. In the immortal words of missionary Hattie Humphrey, she says, take God with you everywhere. Pray over every meal that you have, whether you are leaving your home or coming back in. Praise God for your safety and grace. I wish you all a happy week and a happy holiday.
Great. Thank you. You too, guys.
You.
And this morning, I finally got a chance, and Henrietta was listening to the show, the early morning show at 7:30 this morning, and I got a chance to do some poetry. I think I did about at least six pieces, or maybe seven.
I know it was at least six.
And even dropped in some musical poetry, too, because one of them I recited, but then I also did the musical version to it. So I had a great time. So I think I'm going to start to do that a little bit more. And I'm going to drop one in right now. This is Issues, and this is on the CD, and it's in the book. So guys, have a great Sunday. Have a great holiday. And thanks for jumping on the show this morning. Thank you, Sunday Morning Team. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Have a great day.
You know, there's some things I need to talk to you about, and there's some things I need to get off my chest, and I think I got issues. Yeah, I got issues. What? It might as well have been a piece of paper. You're ripping me to shreds. Sometimes I wish I never met you. That I wouldn't have to love you. I might have hated you instead. So I blessed or cursed to love you. Or is this all inside my head?
Or is this all inside my head? I got issues.
Might as well have been a piece of paper with blank thoughts along the lines. It's as though I never met you. Armageddon on my mind. It's just like we never happened. Say our love is not a lie. And I got issues. Yeah, and I got issues, baby. And I got issues.
And I got issues.
And I got issues, baby. I might as well have been a piece of paper. Seems like we're running out of time. My stomach's being ripped to pieces by a tiger deep inside. And will this love last forever? Or will it be a terror on my mind? Yeah, now check this out. Might as well have been a piece of paper hanging from a rope. Rub two sticks together, light a fire. Watch the ashes go up in smoke. Wonder if this love will ever work out. Some things you never really know. And I got issues, baby. Yeah. And I got issues, girl. And I got issues, yeah. And it's as simple as 1 and 1 is 2. All I wanna do is be with you. Got me chasing after you like I got the vapors. Yeah, and I got issues. Yeah, and I got issues, girl. And I got issues. I got issues. What? I got issues, girl. Girl.
Watch the ashes go up in smoke. Watch the ashes go up in smoke.
And I got issues, girl. And I got issues, girl.
Control over the enemy, but thankfully he saved me, brought me back my